This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Purposely boutique in size, Connect delivers world-class service and results to their clients. The team has the ability to prioritize every client's business while providing national sales coverage. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Well, I'm sure we've all watched a lot of NFL games this year. Care to guess who was the top advertiser around NFL broadcast in 2021? Well, Verizon. Verizon topped all ad spenders with $232 million spent across NFL telecasts from January 1 through December 15th. 2021. Verizon, of course, has been one of the top NFL sponsors since 2010, and they surely put their money behind the league. For more on top ad spenders in sports, check out last night's SBJ Unpacks newsletter. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, January 4th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope you're doing well. And yes, the Olympic Winter Games in Beijing start one month from today. But let's get to a major deal happening overnight. We've talked on the Buzzcast plenty of times about the vast ambitions of Michael Rubin and Fanatics. Michael Rubin was our most influential executive in sports business last year for all of his deal making, especially after Fanatics made a number of deals in the trading card space that ate into the market share of Topps over the past summer. There have been a lot of rumors that Fanatics is still in acquisition mode, and that seems to be true, as Fanatics has struck a $500 million deal to purchase Topps outright. Topps' entire trading card business, both the digital and the physical trading card business, and that deal will strengthen Fanatics' position as it aims to dominate the trading card space. Michael Rubin is a big believer in the trading card space. This deal allows Fanatics to get a head start in producing trading cards for Major League Baseball, as its deal last summer for baseball didn't formally begin until 2025. A formal announcement between Fanatics and Topps is expected for today, Tuesday. So let's break this down a bit. The deal for Topps adds more pieces to Michael Rubin's plan that he first made over the summer, acquiring exclusive long-term rights to produce trading cards with the Major League Baseball Players Association, the NFLPA, the NBPA, Major League Baseball, and the NBA. Now, the Topps brand will reportedly continue to exist. It'll just operate under Fanatics ownership. The deal does not include the Topps company's confectionery business. That will stay with its current owners. So what else does Topps produce? Well, they produce trading cards for MLS, Formula One, UEFA, and the Bundesliga. The Wall Street Journal puts the staff size at Topps at 350 people. They will now operate under Fanatics. The Wall Street Journal also puts the combined revenue of the acquired Topps business at about $550 million last year, with EBITDA of $160 million. But the bottom line here is that Michael Rubin makes another big deal in the trading card space. 2022 for Fanatics could look a lot like 2021 with Michael Rubin's very ambitious growth and business acceleration. So another group with broad sports ambitions that you should be keeping your eye on, Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. The Public Investment Fund is reportedly set to become the title sponsor of the Saudi International Golf Tournament. And that adds to speculation that the Public Investment Fund will be behind a rival golf league led by Greg Norman. We've talked about this. Remember, the Live Golf League led by Greg Norman made a $200 million 10-year investment in the Asian Tour late last year. Many believe that is just the first step for a larger, broader, more ambitious tour to rival the PGA Tour. Many see the Public Investment Fund behind that rival golf league. But it's not only golf. This comes as the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund is reportedly set to acquire Serie A club Inter Milan for $1 billion. Now, that is just a few months after it became the owner of EPL's Newcastle United. So major investments in the sports space, but there could be more. Now, this public investment fund has about $400 billion. Yes, I said that right. $400 billion under management. And the country has been very open and interested about investing in sports, as well as in other forms of entertainment and tourism. Now, this does come with controversy because of the human rights issues surrounding the leadership in Saudi Arabia. So we're going to have to see if there will be any public backlash or pushback. But I would not be surprised to see more acquisitions by Saudi Arabia's public investment fund in the weeks and months ahead in the sports space. You know, there's a lot of coverage on the potential of Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Paramount Plus, Peacock, all of the streaming services. Well, Puck Media outlines just how important popular or sticky or engaged content is to a new streaming service. So Puck Media issued some data on the benefits of the Peacock streaming service aligning with the WWE. Remember, Peacock took over the WWE network and its 1.1 million subscribers last March. The key to that deal was the hope of converting those subscribers to become Peacock subscribers. Well, Puck Media reports that of WWE Network's 1.1 million subscribers, 1 million became Peacock subscribers. Not only that, more than 3 million Peacock subscribers have watched WWE content since it moved over in March. So, an interesting early test case on some of the success around WWE programming driving subscriptions to the Peacock service. Keep your eye on similar type of case studies. Let's move on. Andrew Marchand of the New York Post reports that Major League Baseball Network has cut ties with baseball insider Ken Rosenthal. While Rosenthal's contract was up at the end of last year, Marchand reports his exit is believed to be tied to criticism of MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred when Rosenthal wrote over the commissioner's handling of MLB's return to play during the pandemic. Baseball fans will still see plenty of Ken Rosenthal. He'll remain on Fox Sports. He'll continue to report on baseball for The Athletic, but he will no longer be on MLB Network. And you know, the sports industry can really rally and support their own like few other industries. Here are two examples. The NFL and the sports community have helped raise more than $1 million and counting to support the family of late ESPN reporter Jeff Dickerson. He died last week at the young age of 44 after a year-long battle with colon cancer. Donations have poured in across the industry to help the family of the late Jeff Dickerson. Meanwhile, NFL CRO Renee Anderson, she's a Kentucky native, and she started a GoFundMe account to raise funds for tornado relief in her home state of Kentucky. Her initial goal was $100,000. But aided by people across sports, her effort has raised over $220,000. All donations will benefit the Team Western Kentucky Tornado Relief Fund and the Western Kentucky chapter of the American Red Cross. So two great efforts to help people in need. And that shows how the sports industry can really rally around and help each other. And finally, if you may have noticed, Sports Business Journal is looking to fill an open position in our Charlotte, North Carolina newsroom. We're looking for someone who would be responsible for aggregating, writing, and editing daily sports business news. So if you're interested in applying, let me know at amadcore@sportsbusinessjournal.com. So that is your morning buzzcast for Tuesday, January 4th, our second buzzcast of 2022. And yes, 1 month away from the Beijing Winter Olympics. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Connect Partnership Group, one of the industry's leading boutique partnership sales and consulting agencies, treats every client as a top priority. The agency's size allows for agility, tailored solutions, and personalized service, all while providing national sales coverage across a multi-market sales team. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.